This is a Fox News Alert official approval. I'm Lee Silasera. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky has signed off on an advisory panel's recommendation to approve a COVID vaccine from Novavax for adults 18 and older as a two-dose shot. After several attempts at delays, a contempt of Congress trial against former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is underway. He's facing charges for refusing to cooperate with the House committee investigating the January 6th riot.
Federal prosecutors painted a picture of Steve Bannon as someone who blatantly ignored the requests for documents and a deposition by the January 6th committee. Bannon and his team left the courthouse not long ago after his attorneys asked to delay the trial by a month after the judge allowed new government evidence. The judge again rejected the request to delay the trial. Prosecutors began telling the jury that Bannon chose to show his contempt and decided he was above the law. Bannon is charged with two counts of criminal contempt of Congress. Each charge could land him from 30 days to a year behind bars.
Fox's David Spunt at the Justice Department. After court was done for the day, Bannon told reporters he challenges Committee Chair Benny Thompson to come to the courthouse if he's going to charge someone with a crime. Much of the country baking under triple-digit temperatures.
A very large area, Texas, stretching up into the Ohio River Valley. But not just there. You start to see areas into New England and the Mid-Atlantic starting to see these heat advisories. And all of this heat is only expected to spill from the middle of the country, ultimately over to the East Coast over the next couple of days. So from the I-95 corridor, D.C., Philadelphia, up towards New York and Boston, that feels like temperatures likely getting up to 100 degrees here over the next couple of days.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. Europe also feeling the heat, where temperature records have been broken in the U.K. and have sparked wildfires in Portugal and Spain. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The only abortion clinic in West Virginia is accepting patients again after a judge blocked the state's abortion law.
The Women's Health Center of West Virginia says they are again scheduling patients now that a judge has temporarily blocked the state's abortion ban. They had stopped performing the procedure on June 24th based on the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe. The state's law does make an exception to save a woman's life, but calls for prison time for those who perform or obtain an abortion. The judge in the case, Tara Salongo, said the law is confusing, that people would have no way to know which set of statutes a particular law enforcement agency or county prosecutor would choose to apply, and that West Virginians have a right to clearly understand the laws they're expected to abide by. The state's attorney general says he is appealing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An explosion and fire at the Hoover Dam on the Nevada and Arizona border this afternoon sent a thick black smoke into the sky. No one was hurt and electricity wasn't affected. The cause is under investigation. A major finding is announced in the investigation into the deaths of teenagers in South Africa.
The toxic chemical methanol is now identified as a possible cause in the deaths of 21 teenagers at a bar in the South African city of East London last month. Methanol was found in all of their bodies, with investigators now looking at whether or not the levels of that chemical were high enough to have killed the teens. Methanol is a toxic industrial alcohol that's not meant for human consumption. Many of the dead teens were found with their bodies strewn across tables and couches, while others died after they were rushed to nearby health facilities. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Elon Musk has lost his fight to delay Twitter's lawsuit against him. The company is trying to force Musk to make good on his promise to buy the company for $44 billion. And the company says they want it to happen quickly because it claims the dispute is hurting its business. The judge has set a trial date for October. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.